Normal town council candidates turn the question of pandemic recovery efforts into a litmus test on the past response to the pandemic, but don't say much about what's next. The town has already done some things to aid pandemic recovery. It has used federal community development block grant money for two rounds of housing assistance grants. It's given $500,000 in forgivable loans and grants to small businesses, again as a federal pass-through. Incumbent Kevin McCarthy says that shows positive attention to the issue.
The town has been very successful at going out and bringing tax dollars back to help out our local businesses and our residents.
All candidates are notably silent about what the town can do moving forward that is new to help the community recover from the pandemic. Indeed, incumbent Kimberly Cummings says there are fiscal limits.
To be honest, I don't think there really is. We are already working on kind of a tight budget due to our losses because of pandemic. So I do think we will end up having to rely on federal and state level assistance.
As with most issues this election cycle, there are two well-defined blocks of candidates in the answer to how the town should shape pandemic relief going forward. The block, consisting of Donna Toney, Steve Harsh, and Carl Sela, criticizes the response to the pandemic so far and characterizes future efforts as what not to do rather than specific action going forward. Here's Carl Sela.
The main thing the town needs to do is get out of the way. Kind of like the Hippocratic Oath, first do no harm.
Sela's block of candidates thinks the town should not have cracked down on certain businesses who made a point of disobeying the governor's executive order banning indoor service during COVID case surges.
The town going in and shutting them down without input from the health department, the town fining them for political reasons, all of that is getting in the way as opposed to facilitating recovery.
Sela says people should be able to live for themselves and make their own decisions. Candidate Steve Harsh also disagrees with town action to support state action to preserve public health.
Allow every business to be open and operate under their under their own control.
Regardless of the governor's executive order?
Regardless, if the governor wants every business shut down, then let the governor come shut down every business.
The fourth candidate in that group, David Paul Blumenschein, has not responded to WGLT requests for interviews, though he is known to be a government minimalist. The other block of candidates tends to emphasize actions such as suspending liquor license fees for a year. Here's Planning Commission Chair and Council candidate A.J. Zimmerman.
Allowing two-go liquor sales or two increase the outdoor seating so that they can get to some level of capacity.
Incumbent Normal Council member Scott Preston acknowledges the liquor license fee waiver is a small bite move, but says it should not be discounted.
We are providing some kind of relief and some kind of acknowledgement of, hey, at least we hope this helps you guys as you've gone through a tough year, recognizing that they had already paid all those fees for 2020 before the pandemic even came about.
Preston and incumbent Kevin McCarthy say the liquor license fees may be only about $3,000, but that's big enough to mean something right now. McCarthy says the waiver is also an example of creativity the council must have when new possibilities come.
We don't have a ton of money to give away. Okay, we can forego some liquor license fees for a year. Maybe we can do that for two, depends on how that goes on. But we have to be able to identify the most pressing needs and then be creative about what we can do to help give them relief. And that means we have to have a good conversation going on.
And candidate Brad McMillan says that conversation should include being alert and responsive to future federal pass-through opportunities as well.
This new round of federal money that's going to come from Washington, D.C. has a restaurant bar component to it. It should help them hopefully get to the point, you know, that they can survive until we finally turn the corner.
All candidates acknowledge the road to recovery will be long. I'm Charlie Schlenker.